Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Bobby Elias calling along with co-host Stepan Rudolph. He's on the line, and we have a great doctor that's going to be interviewing about integrative medicine today. First of all, let me say this, that the show, we're going to have a time change in the show very, very soon. So be ready. Keep checking with the promos that we put on, and also you can check with our website. Or you can call me direct. Here's my number if you'd like more information about the future of the show. My number is 323-770-1925. And we're excited about this. We're going to have a more on healthy aging. In fact, we're contemplating changing the name to Healthy Aging, with the second theme being Let's Create a Better World. So we're looking forward to a new time slot. Also, I have two announcements. One is we'd like to, every now and then at the beginning of the show, we talk to you about new things that we're out there in health and about healing and about life. The newest thing here is there's a new study out about olive oil being able to lower cancer risk. Lots of olive oil, people that take lots of olive oil, it's been proven in and with studies that they have less or lower risk of getting cancer. Another study, another letter here. We know that the Pope has been in the United States, and here's something about, it was brought to my attention by a Native American leader named Alfonso Fox Orozco. He says it's totally offensive to the Native community to learn that the Catholic Church, led by Pope Francis, is proposing to canonize Juniper Serra to sainthood. The truth is to be known is Juniper Serra was a precursor to Adolf Hitler. He was a mass murderer. He committed genocide to California Indians. And this attempt to canonize one of the worst criminals is adding salt to an open wound, a wound that is never healed and is very, very sacred. There you go. Okay, now let's get to our show. Stepan, how you doing?
Very well. Thank you very much to have me on your show today. I really appreciate that.
Okay, this is Dr. Paul Doran speaking. He is an integrated health doctor. He's putting together a thing called the World Summit. We're going to talk about all that. This is a doctor that's into a naturopath, homeopath, acupuncture, a lot of things you do, doctor. You want to say anything else about what you do and who you are about, please?
Yeah, originally I'm a medical doctor from Canada, Quebec, and I practice as a family doctor, but also integrating modalities like naturopathy, homeopathy, acupuncture. And today I am the president of Quantum University that has a new curriculum about medicine to integrate different modality of healing and teach to doctor, nurse, and also people in the wellness industry.
Good. Our co-host, Stepan Rudolph, will be asking you a question. But first, let me ask you a simple little question. Can you describe in simple words, what is quantum medicine for our listeners?
Yeah, quantum medicine is some most of the time a vague name. It was brought by Deepak Chopra. Many people know him, and later on also by other very known author like Lynn McTaggart, who spoke about the field, and recently Dr. Amit Goswami, who's also on the faculty of my university, that described like a feel, an under reality that explain how work things, how works not only a universe, but how works the body, how works subtle energy. And this, that was very important because this is what is missing now in conventional medicine. It's missing a foundation to be able to grasp, you know, how work mind body together and how work these different modality that most of the time has been rejected by conventional medicine because they will say, oh, it's non-scientific. So in other words, the new blueprint now of science, the new way to look at universe is not what we learn now in university, but much more defined by this new revelation by quantum physics. And my work was to bring that in a curriculum so that this is more recognized and doctors that want to learn about quantum medicine and actually more what we call today integrative medicine, can have this knowledge that they don't study in university like I did myself. You know, I was a doctor, family doctor, but there was no way I could understand from what I learned in university how work acupuncture, how work natural medicine, all these ancient models of healing that are could be so important now to help people with all these diseases. And also have also healthcare that is kind of a bad shape now because there is no way we can afford medicine the way it is, no matter what is the government paying for it or insurance company. I come from Canada, so I know also how this works. There's no way we can afford the medicine the way it's designed now. We need a refreshing this with a new understanding that it's much more human and it's much more on human and solving more the problem really of the people and doing also prevention.
Good. Doctor, our co-host Stefan Rudolph's on the line and he wants to ask you about he's done a lot of work with summits and he wants to talk to you about that. And after that, I'm going to ask you a question about integrated medicine to let our listeners know what you're all about. Stefan, go right ahead.
Hi, Dr. Doran. How are you doing? I'm Stefan Rudolph, and I've been a co-host with Bobby for about 2 years here. And I have an online marketing business that I do, but I've been more into actually getting my book published as well. And that's focused on overcoming addictions and overcoming obstacles in life through the power of positive thinking, and have attracted the right people into my life. Just hearing your story, Doctor, is awesome for what you do for people. And especially when you mentioned getting knowledge out there for universities and what we do and the knowledge that we have from the book is good, but also the universe in itself and the way we feel and what naturopath medicine does for us, because I was actually in pharmaceutical sales for years. I sold the drugs. I did everything that was, you know, told me by the books to help people, but it wasn't helping. And I've worked on my own areas of life and overcoming addiction and epilepsy and other areas to integrate more health-conscious ways of healing ourselves, like you talk about. And I'd like you to maybe go in more detail about what your conference is about, the World Summit of Integrated Medicine that's coming up. Tell us a little bit more about what that is and how it's going to help us.
Yeah, congratulations for your work, and I'm pretty sure we are aligned with your way of thinking. The Summit of Integrative Medicine is a unique event because, you know, you have to understand out there, we have to, in some way and form, more, not only people, but also people working in the healthcare. So the summit is actually for everybody. And when I stopped 30 years ago to get interested in these other modalities than conventional medicine, there was very few people out there that was sustaining or were bringing research around this. Today we have a lot of doctors and PhD authors that has been pioneer in this field, and they are very well known. And that was the object of this event, the Summit of Integrative Medicine. We will have 49 speakers that will, in some way, done an overview or review of all, because integrative medicine is complex. You know, we have to speak about not only about nutrition and about some modality, but it's also about how we understand the human being, how we understand the connection mind and body. You were speaking about addiction few minutes ago, and positive thinking, and this is what is revealing now today neuroscience, you know, that understand more how work mind-body together, how to create new behavior, new brain circuit, and there's leaders in this, like Dr. Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, that is a pioneer in new biology. We have to rewrite again what I call the curriculum of medicine, not only in medicine, but also in natural medicine, because sometimes people understand that, naturopathy is like you replace pills by vitamins. It's more than that. There is an understanding how work your health, how you generate disease, how you can take care of yourself. What is the attitude? What is the effect of the placebo effect? There is so many angles, and that will be an opportunity. This event actually is 5 days from October 5th to 11th. People can register free. Can you believe that? Cost nothing. if you want to upgrade to a premium package, then it's only $50. But, you know, everybody can be exposed to these most of these speakers for free. So you go online, and that would be an opportunity to understand better, because I don't think we can cover the subject here in 45 minutes of what is integrative medicine. It's a new way to understand a human being based on this new model of science, which is quantum physics. But, you know, quantum physics for many people seems very abstract. After this conference, no, nothing will be abstract, because what has been done the last decade, we have drawn from this new science principle, concept that can be applied to your health, to the health of individuals. So even people that are not doctors can be at this conference, and they will learn a lot of new tricks about nutrition, about yoga, about, you know, how to think and how important it is, you know, to be in charge of your health and re-centralize, you know, the power of your healing, not only in the hands of a few doctors, but also put it in the hand of everybody, and expanding the field of healing with other modality of intervene. You know, when you understand now that healthcare is based on two modality of two modality therapeutics, and the main argument is science. It's like anything else is not scientific. But the problem is we didn't update our scientific model. What I learned in university 30 years ago is the whole model of anatomy and chemistry and so on is still there today. And this is how doctors are trained. And this is most, and sometimes naturopathic doctors are trained. So we have to upgrade this knowledge for professional, but also for the public, so that you know, we can release healthcare from the pressure that it is now. So we have to expand that, and this is that was also the subject of my book I wrote, Creative Integrative Medicine: How with Creativity Now We Can Answer a Lot of Problems, problems of health, energy in the world, and so on. But health is very important. And
yes, exactly.
Again, Summit would be an opportunity for that.
Yeah, that's right on the money. Where you say that as far as self-healing and prescribing our own health is the way I call it, prescribing our own. We have a dis-ease in our body, and a lot of us are used to taking medication that doesn't work, right? And it doesn't, it's prescribed to us, but it doesn't heal us. So you had a great point on the self-healing part, too. What do you say about
it? Oh, yeah. It's very important. You see, when we say integrate, meaning it's to put in the hands of doctor, not only, but, you know, modality when someone is challenged by a problem, all type of modality. And sometimes medicine can be part of it. It's not with disqualify medicine. No. Medicine is seen in a broader view where everything is put at the service of the client. And why eliminate some modality that could be absolutely a solution for the client. This is what I experienced as a family doctor. You know, I wasn't, practicing for almost 25 years. So I saw a lot of these cancer, from cancer to pediatric, kids, otitis during the winter. You can imagine I was working in Quebec, Canada. And most of the time, you know, I will come with an approach 90% which is not pharmaceutic, because I knew how to work with other approach like homeopathy, natural medicine, or acupuncture. So at the end of the day, I didn't have to use all the time pharmaceutic. It's like, you know, you go to see your doctor, okay, how many tools he has in his hand to help you. And then when you start to be an integrative doctor, you just add more in your capacity to heal. And not only that, it's also the way you look at the individual. You know, today, because I am this integrative doctor, and this is what I teach at the university, of course I am the professor also there, is human potential. You know, when my client was working in my office 25 years ago, I was looking for disease. I was looking for diagnostic. Now, when I look at an individual, it's not anymore a patient, but it's, in my question at the other are different. And what I'm looking for is different. It's like, what can I be, that I can be done, that I can bring this individual to this, to his or her optimum potential. So not, I'm not focusing anymore on disease. Now I'm focusing on what I call the terrain. I'm looking at what will help this individual to be at the, at his maximum integration, you know? And this is where he's heading now, this concept of integrative medicine. It's very exciting. It's very exciting. Mm-hmm.
Doctor,
yeah, Bobby.
Dorian, this is Bobby Elias again. Let me let our listeners know, this is Let's Create a Better World and Healthy Aging, and we're speaking to Dr. Paul Dorian. He's an integrative doctor, homeopath, naturopath, acupuncturist, and many, many other things that he does. He's put together a great summit that we're going to talk about more on this show. And, but Doctor, I wanted to get to, the next question. And by the way, for the listeners coming in, I'm the host, but our co-host, Stefan Rudolph, is on the line also asking questions. But, Doctor, here's a question for you. We see a cultural shift. We're very happy to see the integrated medicines coming out in the open more, and we'd like to know, integrated medicine, this appears to be a real solution to help healthcare in this world. Could you expound on that just a little, please?
Oh, yeah, it's very important, and I may repeat a little bit what I said, but if you look at the healthcare now, and the problem is how we can afford that. It's a critical problem, you know. And there you have all, administrator and bureaucrat and politician, and here they are debating, a little bit of more of the government or a little bit less of the government. Of course, it's very important, but at the end of the day, what is also important is how you practice medicine, I was reading this just recently on news, this guy put a medication on the market that the price had increased by 5,000 times. In other words, that was outrageous. How come something, I can't believe just research can explain that. Meaning that if you use, you are in an emergency room and you use a plaster or anything, then you may pay probably 10 times, 20 times, and sometimes, and the medication 5,000 times more. So we mean, and that's all you can use, because this is what is used by the healthcare. Because outside, if I am a medical doctor and I want to do something else, there is no, the main argument would be all the time, it's not science, it's not scientific. So we close the door to other modality, to another understanding of the human being, pretending that it's non-scientific. But when you look at the science that they relate to, it's a whole model of science. This is very, I explained very this in the book, and sometimes people don't understand that. So we have to solve the problem at many levels. It's not just who will pay the bill, but how tomorrow the medicine will be practiced, how our doctors or natural doctor will be trained. Will they be trained with makeup of disease, or they will be trained with an understanding of human potential and their hands, many modality that they can be used?
Right now, the money is why
it makes the cost of this healthcare can decrease. I don't want to go too much in politics, but what is happening now in government? The government start now to choose who they treat and where they will spend the money, and then this is administrator that will decide where the budget is going. And I was speaking with one of my colleagues. Now all these guys are retiring. I'm just starting myself here, my career. I think this is so exciting. I cannot stop. It's like the guy are telling me, the doctor, they said, there is more, 90% of the money is spent just in administration. So This is a question, but the other part is how we will practice medicine is very important. It's very important. And we have to decentralize medicine. This is why we have the summit. This information has to be in the hands not only of healer, doctors, and practitioners, but also in the hands of the people. People should know what is healing, who healed, you know, and how they can generate health in their life. Today, people understand that. They still understand the message of, you know, better lifestyle, better nutrition, a better way of thinking, but they have to be also supported by their healthcare in that way of thinking. And this is the summit. The summit is, you know, we gather around, you know, a legend of renowned doctor that has been leader in this field now for years. You know, Dr. Dispenza with the neuroscience. We have specialists in the brain mapping. We have people that are addressing, genetics. Bruce Lipton, Dr. Amit Goswami. You should see. You know, if you go on the website, World Summit of Integrative Medicine, WSIM2015.com. You will see, you know, all the speakers there. This is very, it's very exciting.
Exactly, doctor, because what you're saying hits home. It's what we're doing right now. We have to promote healing, not disease. Right now is, in medical society, is especially people go to a doctor because they have a disease. If we promote healing, that's the way to do it, because right now all the money is going into prescriptions, is going into the medical industry to help people that already have it. And if we can promote this and promote health, then people will show up less and less and less. And this shift going on right now is exactly where you're at with this summit, is to showing to prescribe our own health, not prescribe a prescription from a doctor, but to how to prescribe our own health. Would you agree on that?
Oh, yeah. This is it's about healing. It's about also working all together, because sometimes people think that in healthcare, you know, people are just one-sided. That's not true. We have a lot of nurses, doctor, all kind of health professionals now that are signing up in our university because they want to learn that. They want to see how far they can implement this in their environment. We have more and more now of our doctor in natural medicine working with doctors that start to implement this in community. So it's as you said, we are right now absolutely at the right moment. We are in a moment in the world now that if you think of any kind of problem we have, the base is of the solution is creativity. And this is why I titled my book Creative Integrative Medicine. Creativity about energy, creativity about health, creativity everywhere. You know, because there is out there enough resource, enough way, you know, to restore the health care and feed everybody on the planet if we start to tap in this field of creativity. And when we teach, you know, let's come back now to quantum medicine. This is what is about quantum medicine. It's not that complicated. You know, it's adding in science a zest of intelligence. It's adding a zest of understanding about what is life. Because what heal? Life is healing. But we have a model of medicine based of a model of science that is materialistic. There is no way they can understand life with a model that just look at the individual as a bunch of cells and molecules and organs, and then they think the mind is just a byproduct of this bunch of cells. There is no way. So create the quantum medicine, quantum medicine, add a zest of intelligence. Once we start to understand how work energy, how work subtle energy, how work life, how work prana, chi. These are the concepts or vital force from natural medicine that are out there now for a millennium, and that we just kind of don't understand how it works in medicine. But now we have the blueprint for that with quantum physics. This is what is about. And then when you start to have this zest of life or understanding or intelligence in healing, then you open the door to many things. And it may be just solving simple problem, like, you know, I was with the kids in Canada with otitis. You know, they didn't have to take all this bunch of antibiotics from people that at the end of the row will heal spontaneously. And Lisa Rankin, you know, she's a doctor. She was a obstetrician surgeon, you know, and one day she just walked away, and then this is what she's saying now. She witnessed a lot of spontaneous healing just working with the mind, with an approach, a positive approach. So this is phenomenal what we are already witnessing in the field of quantum integrative medicine, or what I call creative integrative medicine, that could be refreshing for the whole healthcare.
Dr. Doran, this is Bobby Elias again. Let me let our listeners know that we are speaking to Dr. Paul Doran. He is an integrative doctor. He is putting together a big summit coming up, specialist in homeopath, naturopath, acupuncture, and many other modalities. This is why he's such a great doctor for integrative medicine. He's a spokesman for integrative medicine, putting together a big world summit. Doctor, could you please contact information now? We're going to do this again at the end of the show in about 20 minutes, but tell our listeners slowly how they can hear about the summit and also give some of your information out right now, please.
Okay, I will give some two websites. It's very easy. One is quantumuniversity.com. I think it's very easy to write down here, quantum, Quantum, university.com. And then you will be able to access the summit from there. But more, I think, is if you want to register to the summit, just think about World Summit Integrative Medicine, WSIM, like Mary, .com/radio/. So, please register with this link. So, you can also support your radio station. You know, the World Summit, WSIM 2015.com/radio/. So, and then from there you can register free. And then later on you can decide if you want to upgrade. But just register free. You will already access all the resume of the speaker, a short video on what they will speak about, all the information is there. And then at the summit, we will have a very interesting event there. It's kind of an American Idol. So what I was, when I created this concept with my son Alexis, we said, you know, we should have also like a competition, you know, of the best health innovation of the year. Because there is a lot of creative people out there, doctors. We have many of them on our students now that graduate, that do research. And many of them, you know, some are doctors, but some are ordinary people. They had a child suffering of autism or having a traumatic brain trauma or, you know, and these people, because they didn't find their answer in medicine, they start to search by themselves, and then later on they start to study at the university, and then and they have implement modality, and they speak about it today. So we have 15 of them competitors and then the participant will be able to vote like an American Idol to choose the best innovation of the year. And then also we have people speaking about the new technology in this field of integrative medicine. So if you want to learn about, you know, the way to assess human potential, or, you know, Dr. Dispenza, who speak about the placebo effect and neuroscience and many subjects. It's very well done. You go there, you click on the speakers, and there is a short video speaking about, you know, the subject. We have nutrition is also covered. We have David Wolf, which is a big name. The guy is an author, you know, and has make a great influence on the raw food. We have Dr. Borisenko that review all the literature on nutrition. We have a nurse that speak about integrative medicine. And it's endless. So 49 of them. So it's very interesting.
Doctor, this sounds great. Can you tell us the dates that the summit will begin, please?
Okay, October 5th to 11th. And it's a live event. And, of course, you know, don't worry if you cannot, be there every day, because everything will be a record, and then you can see this conference afterwards. It's very well organized. So, and then you can pick, here, this conference, the other conference, and then later on you can see all of them, because I'm sure, you will be excited to see all these conferences. We cover all the subjects. This is what it's about now. Knowledge. Inform people of what are we speaking about when we speak about integrative medicine. You know, a year ago we were saying complementary medicine, and then alternative medicine, and now holistic medicine, and now integrative medicine. This is what it's about, you know. Maybe people are familiar more with holistic medicine. But the idea is, new way to look at health in terms of human potential, new way to understand your own health, and how you can, prevent problem, because this is one of the revelation now. People say, we are victim of our genes, in our view, from this point of view of quantum physics, and we're supported by Dr. Bruce Lipton with biology. That's not true. Your genes are not determinant. The way your belief system, the way you think, you can create your health future. It's not true, because your father had this problem, or your mother, that you are victim to have this one. No, you can change that. In this view of quantum physics, it's like you are a determinant factor, or what will be your health, in a decade, and then your longevity. So it's not just to take a product. There is also a setup of mind that goes with that. And, when you have participated to this summit of integrative medicine, World Summit, after a week, you will be pretty well informed. And then if you want to pursue a career later on, because we have many people now that are jumping in this career, this is very exciting. Then the university is there. That can support you to become a doctor in integrative medicine or a doctor in natural medicine. We already are in 50 countries. We have 8,000 students at the university. And we expect 100,000 people at this World Summit. So that will be the biggest event ever online on the subject, covering all the angle with the biggest participation, So
Wait.
I think... it's a must. WSIM2015.com/radio/.
Our co-host, Stefan Rudolph, is here. He has another question for you. Go ahead, Stefan.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very interesting what you were saying, and exactly along the same lines, because I've actually gone through epilepsy, as I mentioned, and I had brain surgery due to a football injury I had from high school. So back in 2007, I had this surgery, and it didn't work. And I got put on more medication, and it still wasn't working for years until 2010, 11. I started getting into holistic healing and integrated medicine like this, where paying attention to what I'm eating, what I'm drinking, all the processed foods that we have. I wanted to get your feedback on what we're doing to shift from processed foods to a more health-conscious society, because that's what shifted. I got rid of the energy drinks. Of course, the alcohol, any type of negative energy that was coming in me, negative fuel, I call it, I got rid of that because it was causing the epilepsy. And I actually was able to get off medication and completely cure myself of all the seizure symptoms. So just by paying attention to what was coming into my body, I'd like to hear more about what you feel about our foods and what we're doing to, be a more health-conscious society. Give us your feedback on that.
Oh, yeah. This is what you're saying is so, so important. And stories like you, we have many stories like that. And I'm when you speak about your brain trauma injury, I'm thinking about this one of my dear students. She's a graduate now, and she had her daughter. She was, top, GPA 5, you know, at top of her school, and then one day she has a head injury, and then from there, you know, she cannot learn anymore. And the more she's treated in medicine, worse she got. And then at a point that she cannot even go get out of her room. That was very, very traumatic. And these stories, you know, there is not just one. There is thousands of them. And this mother, she won her own path, and then she started to gather. And then, of course, you know, what is interesting here, some people will find different answer. But it's all the time about holistic medicine. And it has to do, nutrition is an important key, absolutely. You know, this is why we have the speaker on the summit speaking about nutrition. This is absolutely basic. But there is also a complementary thing that goes around that. You know, you're speaking about the stress of the environment. So at the summit, we're speaking about geopathic stress. We're speaking about electromagnetic field, all the EMF problems. So this is another subject that would be covered. So, when I was a medical doctor, practicing medicine, you know, was kind of pretty easy because in some way, I didn't do that, but a medical doctor just can stand and look at the client for 5 minutes and then write the prescription. But if you're doing integrative medicine, let me tell you, it's a little bit more complex because you need a grid, another grid, but a way to collect the information, you know, because now you have to take care of much more factors. And this is where we have these professionals now that we're educating, that they can, that can be able to gather all this information. When the client walk in, is the imbalance due to nutrition, or is it a past psychological trauma, or is it more spiritual based, or is more toxicity based, or it's more, this is what you call evaluation of the bioterrain. But now you don't start to treat, you start to improve the individual, reinforcing the bioterrain, and actually meaning what? You start to cleanse. And of course you get out things, but at the same time you do this, don't you? You have to, you need an understanding and awareness that you keep to take toxin in, right? So there is a little bit more information there. So people need to be more educated. The doctor needs to be aligned with this. He needs to be aware of this instead of all the time denying, you know, that this can be caused this. And, you know, how they try now to cure one of the disease of the century. You know, heart is probably number one, but cancer now is just growing at the speed. You know, everybody's just scared. But you know, we will not find just one bad reason here, one bad guy. We may find many factors, and this is how we train people in our universities, trying to look more globally at the individual. So and people, pioneers like you are a pioneer. I have some ladies that has cured breast cancer not going through chemotherapy were pioneer at the risk of their life, and sometimes the doctor said there is no more to do. And then they have started to explore things. And Deepak Chopra, in his book, Spontaneous Healing, has wrote many of these stories. People overnight were cured. I had, in my practice, you know, ladies, the tumor just fall on the floor like a bunch of grapes, you know? Yeah. And I could not even believe it. So this is where it's heading. But, you know, people, doctors say, oh, yeah, it's kind of, it's a luck, you know, it's something random. If this happened, but when it happened after and after, then, you know, there's something there. So this is what we are speaking about. And people like you that has to explore a lot of path and try to understand. I think, you know, and when I was in practice in Canada, same thing. People would come to my office from everywhere. You know, I have a huge practice. And then they would come, chronic fatigue disease. That was a bunch of people. And then because I was looking at problems from another perspective, I could help them. But people would suffer for years sometimes. They will get lost in the medical system, over-medicated, because that's all the doctor knows to give. And at the end of the day, you will be probably in the box of someone who has a mental disease. How many of my clients were tagged mental? And at the end of the day was nutrition. At the end of the day was toxicity. At the end of the day was a yeast syndrome. or, you know, a dental problem with a root canal or so on, you know. So this is where the must now is a new curriculum that has an understanding of all these problems. And this is what we, this is my mission. This is the mission of the university. So now we train, we educate, we have degrees in this field for doctor in integrative medicine and natural medicine, but it's also our mission to educate the population, and this is what is the summit, you know, an opportunity for people to be exposed to all this precious information, critic information. Absolutely.
Yes. Doctor, this is really a great show. Stefan and I and our whole staff, we really believe in integrative medicine. We believe in the summit that you're going to have, and we want to help you. Next week, we're going to promote your event at least for 5 minutes with one of your people because we want people to know about it. In fact, we have a lot of people in the New York tri-state area. I'm letting them know. Also next week, we're going to have an announcement about a big health event going on in New York City. And also, Stefan will give information on a conference that he and I are working on in Denver, Colorado. We're going to announce all that next week. But, Doctor, as we're winding down the show, we're just about finished, I would like you to ask you about what is the future of integrative medicine? What's the future of medicine? We think it's going to be a rosy, great future. And by us promoting this and helping you do this, all of us in the media and everywhere else we can make this happen if we work hard at it. What is the future of medicine, integrative medicine, and the work that you do? Please.
Oh yeah, I think the future is now. You know, sometimes people say, "Oh, you know, we are so far." No, we are not so far, because I can say already from the our graduate where they work and what the influence they have in the environment. But we have to multiply this. This is very important. And then numbers is all the time what is reflect later on by in our government in the choice they are doing. Because sometimes we think we're separate from them. No. Yeah, no, more people thinking this way, our decider, the one who make the choice for the healthcare, will also be influenced by this way of thinking, because the same people has also the same kind of health problem. You know, sometimes people think we are working in a close, separate from each other. No, we all interconnected each other. You know, you have probably in the government the same percentage of people favorable to this type of thinking, integrative medicine, that you find in the population and that you find in the healthcare and so on. So it's coming there. And I can see it because, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when I just was an isolated thinker, you know, starting the medicine, and this is what I wrote in my book, Creative Integrative Medicine, you know, that was not too much around. There's very little people thinking. And now, you know, you have what? You have a community of scientists. You have a community of scientists. You have number now is increasing and will become exponential. And it's important with this influence we will have on healthcare will be also important. I see it also for the whole world, because you know what? Healthcare is not just America. Healthcare is everywhere. You know, it's like we have also to, you know, expand these, and this is what we're already doing with university. We're already in 50 countries, but we have to expand this, and we have to expand, you know, through, and this is what I would say in my conference, if you come to the summit, you know, how your health, you know, the way you think, you create your own field of energy. And now there is a research done with HeartMath. They have started to monitor now a community all over the world, you know, when they start to be more coherent, more healthy, how this is affecting the feel of the whole planet. So meaning that we can have also an influence on the consciousness, global consciousness of the world. And do you think this is not important at this time, critical time, where, you know, we feel that, you know, there is a nuclear war that can merge in any time? So I'm not politics from this point of view, but it's like, you know, I like to make people aware of you know, taking, knowing more about themselves, their health, their minds, connection, mind and body, and how then can this can reflect in their family, in their community, in their countries, and all over the world. So please come at the Summit of Integrative Medicine. It's a must. I repeat again the website, WSIM2015/radio/, and join the party.
Awesome, Doctor. Yeah, and you're right on the money with the energy and the people that we surround ourselves with, what we attract in life, and also, you know, what you think about, you bring about. I'm sure you've heard before, and it's a new concept for a lot of people about surrounding ourselves with these people and who we are, who we hang around, and the energy that we put out there. That's exactly what I went through with curing myself of the epilepsy, was thinking positive thoughts, thinking I'm healthy, thinking I'm epilepsy-free, thinking it's in my past, and just putting that into my mind, being thankful for my current condition, and then thanking my way into health. And that's what we all have the ability to prescribe our own health. And that's where you help out with. Your help is greatly appreciated. It's going to be an awesome conference, it sounds like. And let's hear from Bobby here as well.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for your testimony. You know, it's very precious, very important. You know, it's
I would definitely like to talk to you further as well. Maybe we'll talk afterwards here, and you know, because we have along the same lines of helping people, but we've also helped ourselves, and you know, that's just the energy we have to give out.
Absolutely.
Doctor, could you give out more your contact information, and then I have one more thing I want to ask of you after you do that. Take your time, go slow. All your information about yourself, about the summit, for our listeners.
Okay, I think the easiest it would be quantumuniversity.com, quantum, Quantum, like Mary, quantumuniversity.com, or the summit, you know, if you can write it down, World Summit Integrative Medicine, WSIM2015.com. /radio/, you know, and then from there you can sign up. But you can also sign up from the website Quantum Universes Day too. And then from there you can find also, you know, for myself, you know, if you want to my book, or you know, go on my website, because my name is a bit complicated to give on the phone. So, but from Quantum University you can find my book Creative Integrative Medicine too. That is explaining this what we share this morning, but also my personal life, you know, because I'm a medical doctor. I went through, you know, a path, and as you went through one, you know, with yourself, your health. Me, I was 18 years old. I lost my brother from a osteosarcoma of the skull. He was 17, so that was very traumatic for me. And then from there, of course, I went medicine, and then not finding my answer in medicine, then I start to explore other field of healing, you know, and this is all in the book. So Creative Integrative
Doctor,
Medicine.
Doctor, could you, you take 2 or 3 minutes closing thoughts? We want to motivate our listeners to know, to ask you to get in, to check out the summit, and also to learn more about integrative medicine and everything that you do. Take 2 or 3 minutes of closing thoughts to get our listeners motivated.
Okay, people may say, you know, what is for me there? This is very important. And the summit is for everybody. If you care about your health, if you care about, you know, how you can live, because now we're all speaking, you know, longevity, baby boomers. If you care about that, you know, there is very important information that you should know. It's not just about it's about nutrition, but there's more than that. And that information now is supported by science. You know, the people, our keynote speaker, our leader in the world in this field, and they come not only with idea, but with fact. You know, it's like, you know, we're not anymore now in a time where, oh, you know, well, there is no science. Yes, there is science. So if you are interested about your health, information about yourself. We will have a yoga class, you know, working. We cover all the angle on the summit. So it's an opportunity. All these conferences are an hour long. There is a short resume for everyone. And then if this is for yourself, if you're interested for your community, if you want to become a healer, that is a good startup, because, you know, you may ask your question, you know, what kind of health professional I want to be. You know, if you study to be a nurse or you're a doctor or you're already in the field and you say, oh, you know what, I like to know what this guy is speaking about and what is this integrative medicine or complementary or holistic medicine, you know, then, you know, that's the place to go. And if you are more interested in the healthcare, because some people are very concerned today, you know, we're in the time now. Next year, I know in America we have an election, and how many people are interested about, you know, the Obamacare? You will get information there that will help you to understand. Oh, sorry about this. To understand. How we can address the question of healthcare from another angle, how medicine should be practiced. And then if you are interested in the peace world today, in this critical time, you will also get information. So there is food for everybody at this summit of integrative medicine. It's very important. That could be a starter for you. That would be a refreshing, because many of these people have written books, author, they have lectured all over the world. You know, we have people like Bruce Lipton. He's a well-known. He was a doctor at Stanford University, and he's rewriting the whole biology now. How many people are interested now to understand the genes, DNA? Now, that's the big question of the next decade. You know, everybody will run tomorrow to clinics to have their gene done, but you should know that this is very important, because, you know, your DNA map is not only the only thing, you know, your way of thinking, and we have science to back up that. It's also very important, because we don't want everybody running at after they have done their genes tests, they run to for cutting, legs and arms and breasts, because, you know, the grandfather has this kind of disease. You know, you have to understand that this is very, very important. And so on. There is so how you can reframe now. This is another question. Reframe your brain. Is there are there signs that explain that we can change behavior, we can modify habit? Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Fanning are the specialists of that question. Dr. Dispenza wrote, you know, the placebo effect. He wrote brain evolution and so on. And so these are major questions now in healthcare. Anti-aging, nutrition, you know, exercise to do, education. We cover all the angle in this 5 days, October 5th to 11th. And then you will be also participating on the American Idol of the Health Innovation of the Year. You will be exposed also to all the new technology that are in the field. You know, how you can clean your blood, how you can, you know, there is so many new technology out there that are coming from this integrative medicine field. So it's a must. Join the week. And don't worry if, you know, you don't get some conference right away. You can replay them as many times you want. It's free. Just go on World Summit Integrative Medicine, WSIM2015.com/radio. And if you don't have the time to write it down, then quantumuniversity.com, quantum, Q-U-A-N-T-U-M with an M. .com. You will also find a way to get on the summit, and then you just put your email address there and you sign up free, and then later on if you want to upgrade, then you can upgrade for a more benefit of the event. So
thank you so much,
hopefully, Doctor. I covered the subject. Thank you very much. Yes. You know, to have me on board here, I really appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Great show. Stefan, I got to sign off. Do you want to say something real quick, very quick, about the show and about next week? You're going to be making an announcement about another summit, and we're going to have another great show next week. I'm going to tell our listeners about that. But do you have any last-minute thoughts for about half a minute here?
Oh, yes. So I think, you know, it's all about your health again, and we have all a story. You know, you share yours today. It's very touching. You will be also hearing other stories from our participants to the health innovation. It's very touching, you know, from people who cure their kid with autism and other type of problem. So many subjects will be covered. So it's about you, good. It's about your family, your community, your country, and the whole world. So please be there and be part. Thank you.
Okay, doctor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Stefan, I got to sign off. Thank you for a good job, a lot of good questions, and we'll be on next week with another great show, another discussion, some more events coming up. It was really great, wasn't it? Okay. Let me
I like it very much. I don't know. I think, you know, of course I have an accent, but what can you do?
That's all right. Okay. I got to finish up, doctor. Okay, thank you, doctor. Okay. All right, here we
thank
go.
You.
I want to thank Dr. Paul Doran. I want to thank our co-host, Stefan Rudolph. I want to thank Jennifer Dickens, who helped set this up. She's a marketing expert. And I want to thank our New York director, Jason. Also, our engineer, Jesse. Good job, all of you. I want to thank Jimmy D., our producer. I want to thank our co-producer, Stuart Hassel. I want to thank you, the listener, for coming in. And be sure to turn, but we've got Dr. Joyce Johnson coming up in a few weeks. We have some great shows coming up on aging and health and everything. So I thank you so much, everyone. And we'll be on again next week. We may have a time change. We'll let you know of that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
There are people dying, oh.